Welcome, dear students of 6th standard. Hope all of you are updating yourselves and completing the lessons uploaded in our AEES website. Before we go to the lesson, I have a small riddle for you. It is the softest substance in the world. You cannot hold it or punch it, but it can penetrate the hardest rock. Can you tell me what it is? Yes, you guessed it right. It is water. Today we are going to study Module 1 in Chapter 14, Water. Water is written as H2O. As you can see from the slide, it is composed of two elements, namely hydrogen and oxygen. It is found very abundantly on our Earth and forms the building block of all life on Earth. Nearly two-thirds of our Earth is covered with water. Children, have you seen water closely? What is its color? How does it smell? What is its taste? Can you tell me? If we observe closely, water has no color, no odor or smell. It is tasteless and it can take the shape of any container it is poured into. Water also exists in all the three forms, namely solid, liquid and gas. Children, why do we require water? All our everyday activities like drinking, brushing, washing clothes, utensils, etc. require water. Apart from our domestic or household needs, water is required for our food crops and crops which give us fibers like cotton, jute, etc. Even all industries and factories require water for production of all the things that we use. What is the importance of water in our body? Since water dissolves a large number of substances, it is essential for digestion, absorption of nutrients and excretion of waste products. It also regulates our body temperature. Dear children, have you thought where do we get water in our homes? Yes, you might obviously say taps. From where do the taps get water from? You may tell storage tanks, but ultimately we have lakes, ponds, rivers and underground water from wells as our main sources. As we have already studied, a large portion of our earth is covered with water. Oceans form a major part of it. Then, can we use this water? No. Why? Because it is saline. Saline means it has lots of salts dissolved in it that makes it unfit for any household purposes, agricultural or even industrial needs. But would you believe if I told you water from the oceans play a major part in supplying the water that we use? But how is the ocean water salty while the water it gives back to us doesn't have any salt? This is where we are going to study about an interesting topic called water cycle. Water cycle is nothing but the cycling of water. It is a continuous process and maintains the steady supply of water on land. It consists of these steps. You can see the representation of water cycle on the slide. It consists of evaporation, transpiration, condensation, precipitation, and infiltration or percolation. What is evaporation? We are already familiar with this term. You have a small activity given in the slide. If you keep the two plates with water in sunlight and the other one in shade, you will observe more amount of water would have disappeared from the plate kept in sunlight. Why? Because it changed to water vapor. This process of water changing into water vapor is called evaporation. So water from the open water bodies evaporate. We have already read about transpiration. It is giving out of excess of water by plants in vapor form. So, water vapor goes into the air by evaporation and transpiration. Children, what is condensation? This method is already familiar to you from our earlier lesson. It is the conversion of water vapor back to water when it touches a cold surface. So, if hot water vapor goes to high altitudes where it is very, very cold, it condenses to form tiny water droplets. These tiny water droplets remain floating in the air and appear to us as clouds. Now, what happens after these clouds are formed? The next step is precipitation. When these floating water droplets come together, they form large drops of water. They become heavy and hence cannot float. They fall down from the cloud. These falling water drops are called rain. Under some special conditions, it may fall as snow, hail, or sleet. Hail or sleet comes down and falls as pieces of ice. So it is under certain conditions only. So now that we have studied till water coming down to earth as rain, what happens after rain falls? Most of this rainwater joins the oceans. The rainwater fills the lakes, ponds, etc. Even snow falling on mountains or rooftops finally melt and join oceans. The remaining water seeps into the ground. This is called groundwater. We can use it by digging a well or by using hand pumps, etc. Thank you, children, for listening patiently. This is the end of Module 1 of Chapter 14, Water. See you soon in Module 2. Stay home and stay safe, children. Thank you.